5, the runner-up here in the national championship, Chelsea University. Let's give them a real big hand.
Gentlemen, your wonderful Omaha fans, I have the privilege and the honor to present the runner-up trophy to Tulsa University and G-Shell. I know that everybody can't win all the marbles, but I'll say that this group, all through the tournament, gained their own pride and self-respect, and I know that they'll go home and be real representatives of Tulsa University, the state of Oklahoma, District 5, Missouri Valley. Conference, and to the school and everybody involved. Gene Shell, coach of the Tulsa team, I'd like to present to you the NCAA medallion for your men and the runner-up trophy. Gene, will you come forward, please?
As they are making those presentations, we've just been handed the 1969 All-College World Series Tournament team. Now, I'm sure they'll announce it, but we'll give it to you right away. At first base, Steve Cage of Tulsa. At second base, Lou Bagwell of Texas, and at third base, Les Rogers of Tulsa. At shortstop, Roger Detter of Arizona State. In the outfield, John Dolinsek of Arizona State, and Jim Cardasis of New York University, and Paul Ray Powell of Arizona State. The catcher was Billy Cotton of Arizona State, and the pitchers were Bert Hooten of Texas and Larry Gura of Arizona State. And they note that Powell edged Roger Whitaker of Tulsa by only one vote for the third outfield position, and Gura edged his teammate, Laren Legros, for the second pitcher position. So, obviously, the Devils were in it all the way. And as we mentioned to you a moment ago, John Dolinsek of Arizona State drew all but two votes and was the unanimous selection as the outstanding collegiate player in this, the 23rd annual College World Series from Omaha, Nebraska. One vote did go to Larry Gura of Arizona State, and one vote went also to Billy Cotton of Arizona State University. So the Devils put on five players on the College World Series team and also picked up the Most Outstanding Player Award for John Dolinsek. Now it's back down to the field for more of the presentation ceremony.
We'd like to see you come back next year and have a winning team. In 1965, Arizona State won the championship here. Again, in 1967, they won the championship here. One week ago tonight, I believe it was, they lost their first game here. They came back to be the national champions. Let's give them a terrific
round of applause. Before the presentation to Arizona State, we're down to 60 seconds for this commercial. Creighton University is the host school, and now the presentation is going to be made to Bobby Winkles and the whole ASU team. Perhaps if you didn't see it, Bobby Winkles, here's Bobby going to speak.
Thank you very much, Eddie. Ladies and gentlemen, great baseball fans, that we at Arizona State have been fortunate enough to visit with you for the last 6 years. We appreciate very much your coming out to see our ball club play. We'd like to thank Gene Duffy and Lou Spry of the NCAA, the Games Committee with Jeff Drayton, Eddie Sutton, and Tappy Tim, and our old buddy Red McManus, We'd also like to thank the Concord Club, Mr. Fred Johnson, Mr. George Dill, and Mr. Larry Snell, and to the fine people at the Blackstone Hotel, where we are fortunate enough to stay. I'd like to say that for these young men on the Tulsa Ball Club, they're a ball club that hustles, they work hard, and they play their game. Tonight, they were unfortunate that we jumped out ahead a little bit, and when that happens to you in baseball, you kind of have to wait around and wait for something to happen. And they were not allowed to play their usual aggressive game, but to Gene Shell and to his players, there's nothing but respect from Arizona State University. And now to 22 of the greatest young men that I have ever had the pleasure of associating with. On Tuesday, we were going to play the University of Massachusetts. And I felt that they were not quite as spry as they should be. So that morning, we worked out at 9:30, and we ran these young men the equivalent of 30, 50-yard dashes without much rest in between. And fellas, the only thing I can say as your coach is that I hope, now that we have this trophy, that all the hard work, the harassment, and the toughness that I had to give to you is accepted in friendship. Thank you, man.
That, of course, the great coach of Arizona State University, Bobby Winkles, who has picked up a national championship for the third time in 5 years at this great College World Series tournament. I guess nothing more to say. Roger Denner, the team captain, is toting off the trophy. You can bet your bottom dollar that there's going to be a victory celebration in good old Omaha, Nebraska tonight. But let me remind you that this great group of guys is going to be home Saturday. That's tomorrow at 8:20 p.m. 8:20 p.m. at the Sky Harbor Airport on Western Flight 479. So you make sure you're out there at 8:20 at Sky Harbor and greet all these guys who have picked up a third national championship. It's been a great week. The people in Omaha, Nebraska have treated everybody very, very well. And as Bobby indicated in his speech, played some good teams. People at the hotel where they've stayed, of course, have been absolutely fantastic. But from our point of view, we read what you folks at home have been telling these guys in your telegram. And they are very, very appreciative of just exactly what you've done for them and helping Arizona win its third national championship in baseball in the last 5 years. Well, that's it. My great thanks to Norty Jensen and to Doug Gerlach for an excellent job here in Omaha, Nebraska. We could not have done it without them. And to all the guys who, of course, participated on the squad to help bring you the game as it's played. Our description of it is no more than what they do, and they've done a great job. The Devils won it. By the score of 10-1, they are the national champions. We'll see you tomorrow at 8:20 at Sky Harbor. Bob Davies from Omaha, Nebraska.
You've been listening to the College World Series from Omaha, Nebraska. The play-by-play broadcast brought to you by Ozark Fried Chicken, Cavalier Homes, Western States Tire Sales, and the bottlers of 7-Up. The Bobby Winkles Show brought to you by Schaefer and Smith Insurance. The final score, once again, Arizona State University, the national champions in baseball, defeating Tulsa by 10-1. In Phoenix, you are listening to KOOL AM and KOOL FM stereo. The time in the Mountain West now stands at exactly 8 o'clock. This is Cool News Phoenix, Joe Bates reporting. Once again, just concluded, Arizona State University whipped Tulsa 10-1 tonight to win the Sun Devils' third National Collegiate Baseball title in 5 years. Larry Gura hurled his 19th victory of the season and was backed up by a three-run homer by Billy Cotton and a two-run round-tripper by John Dolinsek. The final score, once again, ASU 10, Tulsa 1.
Well, the Arizona State University Sun Devils came back after losing a first-round opener to Texas to win the National College World Series title, beating Tulsa tonight by a score of 10-1. For the final out of the top half of the ninth inning, we pick up the action with Gura on the mound and Bob Davies' mic side.
I want to tell you, a happy group of Sun Devils are bubbling on the third base dugout. Throw out a miss. The game is over. The Sun Devils are the national champions. We will be back in just a moment. Gura strikes out the side. He records 10 strikeouts and four Tulsa in the ninth. No runs on one hit. There were no errors. And two men left on base. We'll be back in a moment with the post-game show. Once more, the final score once again. Arizona State 10, Tulsa 1.
The Sun Devils became only the fourth team in the history of the tournament to win the title after losing an opening round game. John Dolinsek of the Sun Devils was named the tournament's outstanding player. He, along with catcher B.J. Cotton, stroked a homer tonight in the Devils' win. Larry Gura, the Devil left-hander, was chosen as one of the two outstanding pitchers of the tournament. He won two, lost one, and saved another. By the way, for those of you who would like to welcome the Devils home, they'll arrive at 8:20 tomorrow evening via Western Airlines. That's Western Airlines Flight 479 at Sky Harbor.
Good evening. I'm Bob Bauchet with tonight's sports report brought to you in part by Conoco. Pitching and power, speed and defense, Arizona State University put them all together again to win its third National Collegiate Baseball title at the College World Series in Omaha. Left-hander Larry Gura, the senior All-America, provided the pitching tonight, a strong six-hitter for his 19th victory of the season, fanning 10. After losing their opener at Omaha to Texas, the Sun Devils came back with five straight wins, capped by tonight's 10-1 romp over Tulsa. An 11-hit ASU batting attack this evening was highlighted by all-tournament team catcher Billy Cotton's three-run homer and a two-run blast by left fielder John Dolinsek, who was named the most valuable player of the series. Shortstop Roger Dutter, who set a series record with seven stolen bases, and All-America center fielder Paul Ray Powell were named to the all-tournament team along with Gura, Cotton, and Dolinsek. Under Coach Bobby Winkles, Arizona State had won NCAA baseball championships previously in 1965 and 1967. More sports news coming up after a message from Conoco.